You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And today we got a special guest,
Amina Imani.
Hey, hey.
Who's one of my close friends, but I haven't really seen you much because you're a mom.
I'm a new mother.
9-month-old.
9 months. It was funny because somebody asked me, like, when are you going to stop saying you're a new mom? And I'm just like, when this shit feels old, you know?
What I'm saying? when he's 18.
Up, right?
That's
when he's
what...
paying his own bills. Right? He's like, that's a long time for you to still be saying you're a new mom, asshole.
What happened today? You said you were on the train?
So random story. I was on the train and I was carrying my baby because, you know, not all the subways have elevators, so I just put him in a carrier, had him on my chest, and he was asleep. So that's my cue to go to sleep. Like, at least just shut my eyes to relax, you don't get that a lot when you're, you know, the baby's
a new
young.
Mom.
Right. So I'm, like, closed eyes, meditating, just in my little deep whatever, and this guy, like, shoves me. And he's like, ma'am, your baby's not able to breathe. Move your scarf. And I just, like, look at him like, he did not just wake me up to tell me my baby's dying. Even if my baby is dying, like, let him die because I'm asleep, right? So I didn't even look at my scarf because that's how irritated I was, because it's just like, mind your business, right? So I'm just like, thank you. Ma'am, but your scarf. I said, thank you. He's like, but your scarf, the baby. I said, thank you, sir.
What he
that
say?
Was my way of, like, he just kept adamant, but I think I had to say thank you at least 10 times. For him to get the point that I'm not really saying thank you, I'm saying shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? But
Amina is so funny though, and like Amina gives attitude in the funniest way. Like, you do not mess with Amina. We were at Chipotle once eating, and it was Halloween.
Oh yeah,
These girls came up and they were just like, "Happy Halloween!" Like, they were just, I don't know, they were just in our face trying to be friendly. And Amina just gave him this look of like, no.
Negative.
She won't even
try to be nice, but you can't really be nice in New York, especially with people like that. Like, he was really adamant. And then, like, they were drunk. They were, like, extremely drunk. They were trying to be friendly, hug us. You don't know me. So, like, don't touch me. But I am sweet and innocent, for real.
Well, you're a good person. You are one of the best. You've got so much soul, so much heart.
But when you mess with me, I'm like,
that's crazy, though.
You don't mess with Amina.
I would never say something about to someone else about their child. I don't even like petting other people's dogs.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, yeah.
And like, because there's been times where I was on the train, this lady had a dog, and you have to like hold your dogs now or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So the dog's face is right in my face. Like, and I love dogs. So I'm like, fucking, I'm petting the shit. So I pet it. And this lady looked at me like I just beat the shit out of her child.
Don't touch
She looked at me. She was like,
why would you do that?
Why would you do that? And I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, I just, I
you
love dogs.
You knew you crossed
like,
the line, right?
Yeah. It was like, I fucking snapped her dog's neck. Like, she looked at me, she was like, don't fucking do that shit.
No, if I could see, if someone went and touched Nasir.
But surprisingly, people do
Your
that.
Son's oh, name yeah. is Nasir?
Yeah, his name is Nasir.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Not because of the rapper. It was totally like, you know, spiritual.
Yeah.
It was. I feel
I
like
know,
I didn't
I
even name
I like
him.
That name, though.
I didn't
I
even
like
name him.
Nasir.
Like, it was a suggestion. And then literally when he was born, that was the first name that came to my mind. So aww. I was like, oh,
and
I
he
know.
Is the cutest baby. She'll send me pictures and videos to me. And I can't get over him. He's sunshine.
It is crazy, though.
Sunshine is bursting out of this boy's eyeballs and face. Like, if you're around him and you're cranky.
You can't.
You can't be.
It's not possible.
He's amazing. He's the cutest thing.
But yeah, his name is Nasir. And but people do not know, like, their boundaries. Like, they will touch him or try to hold him. And one time I was, like, breastfeeding at the bus stop. And the lady was like, go ahead and put a rock to it. Just rock him. I'm like,
what?
Are you like, serious?
Leave me my son
right,
and my titties
like,
alone. Right?
Right.
God damn
mind
it.
Mind your business. But she was like, just rock with it. Just rock. Like,
I just would love to see your fit because she gives the best attitude faces ever. Like, it kills me. Like, she'll
just
give you a face.
Now
of like,
I'm straight like cutthroat. I ignore. I give people the stare like, no. And just, I shut it down. I'm not even, oh, thank you. No, I'm like.
That's why would you say that? Oh my God. I can't even imagine, like,
put a little to rock
say,
to it.
To say that, like, I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
So Amina and I used to have a web series. It's still up on YouTube for people who want to check it out. Look up Bodega.
Kate and Amina. Yep. YouTube.
But yeah, you can tell about the bodega one because it was based on a real life.
Yeah, so most of the sketches that we did or whatever were based on like what would happen for real. And I feel like because Kate is like super white, and like I'm nerdy. Super black. No, right? No.
No, it's just more like I've got like a nerdy, like polite. You know what I mean? Like we're like overly like sorry.
Yeah, like a stereotypical white person.
Or like I'll say to her for real, like, you're just a flower, Amina. He needs
like,
to
even
treat
her compliments
you.
Are like too sentimental and like like mommy blog type activity. I'm like, just say I'm cute. Just say you rocking them boots, girl. Like I try to teach her stuff like that.
Yeah, where I'm like, oh man, you are glowing.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
You are stunning right
yeah.
now.
Right. And I'm like, no, boo, just say I'm cute, right? So we're at the bodega and she buys M&Ms, which are like a dollar or whatever. And she pays with a $20 bill and she's apologizing for it. Like, sorry for, you know, making you have to give me change for my transaction. And I'm just over here like, why would you even do that? Like, if anything, just throw the money on the counter and say, yeah, bitch, I'm balling. You know what I mean? Like, so that's one
yeah,
of
check
our
out
sketches.
Our check out our YouTube
$20,
sketch called
that's
Bodega.
Like, that's pretty normal to pay like $20.
I know, it's not like I even gave $100.
But that's how she actually was like, I'm so sorry for my
yeah, like
my wealth.
$100 I can see. Like, yeah.
It's not even wealth.
I apologize for it. Just over exaggerating my money. I don't know.
Like it was $1 million bill.
Right,
I'm
but
sorry,
that's how
this
she was acting. And I'm over here looking at her like, why would you even do that?
Yeah. It's only $20.
I want to work with you again.
We will. That's how things work. That's why I'm here. Because I've literally hit you. Well, we're not going to tell all that, but that's
well, we've been trying to get together. But so she lives in Harlem and she's got Nasir. And then I'm in Jersey City and I've got Shane. So to like work it all out.
That is so funny because that sounds like the whitest thing and the blackest thing in the whole world.
We're
like,
in Harlem.
Me and my son Shane and Nasir is in Harlem. Like, it's like complete opposite
at the
sides
Apollo.
Of the spectrum. Yeah. Yeah, at the Apollo. It's crazy. It's so funny. Like that's why it's probably that show would be hilarious because like, you guys are polar opposites.
Well, no, but that's is. No. It, we
and
that,
usually
in the real life situations like, because our souls though are so similar. Actually, I'm serious
but,
though. Like you know what I mean? Like,
but resume wise, definitely. Polar
yeah,
opposite.
But like
I have street cred. You feel me?
I don't really have street cred, but I've got heart. But I'm not like I'm not. I do though. Like I'm not
heart.
A typical white person. Like I definitely have soul. Like I'll go with you to
but
an African
this is
dance
how
class
up I
and
get
wild
Kate,
out.
Like I could get Kate to like actually be like, I have four black friends. Like that's yeah, how yeah. round up I get her, and we all be looking at her like, you yeah. can't do that. You can't. Yeah. Count.
She's like, no. I know I have a black friend. That's what I.
I feel like I've soul though. Like I'm not the typical white person.
Yeah, no,
do you know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No,
like
no,
I've
yeah.
got actual. You know what I mean? Like, I get fired up. I'm not someone you walk over. Like, when Amina and I get into fights, that shit gets ugly. Like, you know what I mean? Her and I both are feisty people. So, it works.
She would have been marching with us back in the
day. Yeah, I would have been. High five, see, Nerdy? I'm
she
like, yeah, high five.
Power to the people.
That's so funny, man.
But yeah. Oh,
let's tell the other, so like another story that we were talking about before that came up is like one time years ago we did a show and there was a guy now I'm saying his name so it's funny but there was a guy who was kind of cute
mm-hmm.
and we walked out and I was like yeah Thomas is cute and you go you're like it's pronounced
Tomas his
yeah.
name was Tomas
and
actually.
I go it won't matter what I call him when I'm riding that dick.
And I was
goes,
like, Kate, no, it's riding that dick. all that, was, and all that.
She's like doing the dance, and then I'm trying to do it on the street, like, but I'm not doing it as cute. Like, I'm like doing it a little too, like, the ocean.
But that was like true story. We didn't even, like, it wasn't scripted. It was like, that's exactly how, verbatim.
Yeah, whenever we hang
she
out.
She was like, it didn't
matter. Because those are two different things, you know? If you say it differently, it's like.
It's, yeah, right.
Yeah, I was like, when I'm riding that dick, and she's like, but she just goes, and I thought she was going to laugh, and she's like, no. You know,
it's riding that. You said that wrong too.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, I love Amina. I do think we will work together. Yeah, get up,
back in the
get
way,
up in. The, oh, so they can see your face.
Oh, right. My beautiful. Hey yo.
So you know, I wanted you to come on and tell some funny stories. I told you to think of stories. I don't know if you did.
Well, she did say
stories
that you
are
went
always,
on a date the other
I
day.
I did. So that is actually a funny story.
So you're just starting to date now.
Well, this happened, 2 months ago?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, my date. Yeah, my
is
date was
Is it weird
recent,
dating with a baby? We're not letting you bring him on
the
date. Yeah,
because that's not the first thing you want to kind of like say, hey, I'm
Is it the
mom.
First thing, though? You're like, hey, what's
no,
up?
No, I I'm actually, a, I well, this guy, he knew because what happened was he saw me out and I was pushing a stroller and I was on the phone texting.
So guys hit on you with.
Oh my God, it's so creepy.
It when is. When I'm driving with Shane in the car.
That's a risk.
That's like, why I'm like I'm fertile. You know. Hey, I'm fertile, but it's like, it, so that was making it even more creepy because it's kind of them saying like, no, I want you to have my kid, and it's like, you don't even know me though.
Yeah, like you gotta like you. Might.
I feel violated. You want me to have your kid?
They're just checking out your womb. You're like,
and then like, oh, you got a baby. You want another baby?
But it's interesting, like, you're just going to assume I'm a single mom and I'm looking for somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like,
that's the case, but still, like, you're just going to assume.
Yeah, just, like, why can't I have a husband?
Right. Like, oh, you looked at my finger? Okay, I'll put something there. But no, I was out pushing a stroller and I was on the phone and it was snow. And, you know, when you're doing something stupid, like, I ran into snow with the stroller and kind of got, and it was just, but the guy saw me. So that's what made it even more like I was laughing at myself because somebody see you do something stupid. So I chuckle, and he's like, be careful, Miss Lady. And I was just like, all right, have a good day, right? Like, don't make it a scene that I just almost killed my child in the snow, right? So then he's like, he turns back around. He's like, put my number in your phone. I'm just like, why? He's like, what you mean for why? He was like, come on, man. You're not out the game because you got kids.
And then that got you like, I am not out the game. What's up?
No.
Give me your number.
I started laughing. I said, man, I got to give you my number just for saying that, right? So we're texting and I was just like, he was like, I'm going to treat you nice. Just let me know when you got some you time. So he already knew. I guess he dealt with single moms before.
Yeah, he has.
Because he was like, call me when you get some you time, right? Yeah, he's already seasoned. He already know, like,
call me when the baby
it's not going to be tomorrow, but I know it's going to be soon, right? Whatever's convenient for you and your time, all right? So we're texting, and then we end up going to brunch, but it was, like, so wrong. But it was right because, like, you need to know that you are in the game. You know what I'm saying? So he was, like, calling me beautiful and complimenting my smile and stuff, and I was like, eh. But then it was just like, so how do you make money? He was like, I'm an entrepreneur.
But also, you don't have a job.
Oh, really? That's right?
Cool. Like, you sell headbands?
Because if you're an entrepreneur, you say what business you started.
Right. He was just like, I'm an entrepreneur, but kept it short. Like, I could, you know, when you can't ask any more questions about.
Yeah, like, all right, I'm about to find something out that I don't want to know. So.
Oh, my God. But even when we were walking to the restaurant, he was like, nah, let's not go down this street.
Oh.
I was like, OMG, what am I going to. I was like, why not? Let's just walk. He was like, you're not going to tell me where to walk. I said,
oh, wow.
I said, no. So he almost went off on our waitress. He almost went off on a cab driver. So
anger issues.
Yeah, you have to like now, like I'm seasoned, right? So I pick up on stuff like that easily.
Well, there's a
like,
Friends episode back in the day where Rachel dates, it's Ben Stiller does a guest appearance. Uh-huh. Do you remember this one? And like Ross catches the guy going off on the guy. Like he just got crazy anger issues.
That's the whitest thing that was said on this podcast.
Yo.
The Friends episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember that one?
Yo,
it
his
reminds
voice,
me of
I
season
he was behind
four.
Me. I was like, yeah. Yo, that scared the shit out of me.
I love that Joe can just pop in with it. I love it.
That's
some Wizard of Oz shit, you know?
I'll keep it to a minimum.
No, do it. I love it. I really
thought you were standing behind me. I was like, what the fuck is
Tim waiting yelled for? At me last night.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, shut up. This is our show.
I like it.
But yeah, so what else weird thing that he said? Oh, yeah, so his grandmother's Puerto Rican, but he's not Puerto Rican. I was like, that's interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, I said, if your grandmother, like your maternal grandmother's you're Puerto Rican. He's like, you're not going to tell me what I am. I said, okay, that was right.
Like, I'm glad. Science is going to tell you that.
But no, he said he grew up in Spanish Harlem. So he grew up like not wanting to be black. So he had those issues. And now he's fine with just being black. So he's denying his Puerto Rican side of his family. Right.
He's got some stuff he needs to work out. I'm glad that you went on the date.
I'm glad I went
Stella
out.
Getting
right.
I'm glad you're not dating him again.
No, I got a new number. He didn't get it, so.
First and last date.
First and last. But I look. I'll be like, what's up?
Would you go on Tinder or do any of that stuff?
And that's the thing. I'm like two steps away from Tinder, but I think I'm about to do it. But only because it seemed like it's for like the younger crowd. And I feel like now that I'm a mom, it put me like 5 years older than what I am.
So you want to meet
young,
younger?
Honestly. I feel like
I want to meet older guys. So that's why I don't know if Tinder's for me. But
okay,
Cupid might
be better for you. Match.
And anything that's like been dated, I'm just kind of like, give me something new. Maybe.
Okay.
What else is?
I don't know.
I just literally anytime I go out, I try to go out and I'm like,
you're looking around.
Yeah. Where's my
How long has it been? How long has it been since you've had sex?
Girl, what? I don't even know if that's a count. What do you mean?
What do you, before?
9 months.
Have you had sex since he was born?
No.
Wow. Oh, good for you. Oh, no. I can't wait for you to have sex.
And I think
again.
It has a lot to do with the fact that I'm still nursing. So it's just kind of
That's weird. Yeah. You have sex with a dude start squirting breast milk in his face. That's
What's going on here?
That would be too, like, that's next.
That's too real.
That's too much. I feel like once I'm finished that, then maybe. But right now, I'll just get to know somebody. We can be pen pals.
Okay.
And maybe sex. I never did that. So maybe that'll
just wear a bra when you're having sex, because
okay, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, and so that way you can't suck on your nipples,
right? Because
that'll
be
have
like,
a meal.
Oh my god, that would be too weird.
You just stop. You don't want to do that. Trust me, you don't want to do that. Don't
put it back in your mouth
unless you're in for the 2-in-1 eating and sex kind of time.
Goodness. Kate, why you have to be so nasty?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but no, I'm not really into that breastfeeding and sex type of activity. Especially when it's not the child's father.
Have you tasted your own breast milk?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if you're going to drink cow's milk, right. Why do you think it's okay?
And
that's
people
a
think,
cow. That's
people
a whole
think
other
it's
species.
So weird, and I'm just like, you're drinking other animal milk, so why not mine? Yeah. So
why not mine?
I tried to get my dad to taste
some. You should
some.
Make breast milk cheese out of it and just serve it and not tell anyone.
How would I make
how
breast?
The fuck?
You can find out.
Gonna be in a house fucking.
That's what
I can see Amina making some cheese. Actually,
churning butter or whatever.
What are you making?
I would eat your breast milk cheese. That's how much I love you.
Okay.
What would you eat of mine?
Right.
Joe, take it down a notch. Okay, calm down. Kate, what would you eat of mine? Nothing, bitch.
But then like trying to be hey, official.
I just wanted to see if we were friends. You know what I mean? I just wanted to see how far I can take that.
Teardrops.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, teardrop. Fine.
Right.
I'll drink some of your tears.
Even that sounds like.
That's just weird. Yeah. That's like some creepy witchcraft shit.
Drink your fucking tears. My God.
That's some emo white girl shit.
But like, I have
drank
a question.
His tears.
Actually, it's kind of for both of you, I guess. But if you go on a date with a dude, how far in do you tell him, like, oh, by the way, I got a child?
Well, I tell him right away.
Usually that's a question. I feel like if you have kids or, like, you know, where you live, I feel like that's all.
It's the standard now?
Yeah.
Like,
what's your household size, by the way, and where is it located?
I say it. I think it's such an important thing.
I feel
I
like
mean,
you
it's
attach
such a big
it to your
part
last
of,
name.
For them to know.
You like, Kate Wolf, like, single mom.
Yeah. Kate Wolf, single mom. How you doing?
I mean, Shane's my world. So it's like, if you're not good with that, we're not going to be good together.
Yeah. So you might as well know now. So if that's your exit, bye.
Yeah. You got to go. If you
I don't
can't
know.
Accept
I never
that,
thought about that. Because for me, I don't know. Like, I haven't been on a date. Well, of course, the guy knew. But say if somebody, like, met me out, I don't know. I would look for the right time to kind of, like, segue that in. Just because I wouldn't want that to be our entire conversation of me being a mom. Mm-hmm. But then also, he's not going to meet him anytime soon. So I don't want it to be like, I have a kid, but.
When I met Tim, it was at a comedy club. I met Tim with Shane there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was already, he was already cool with it.
Right.
But I've never had a guy that I've met in person not be interested because I have a kid. When I, back in the day, when I first got divorced, I went on OkCupid. And I'm sure just seeing single mom might have been like, oh, I'm not ready for that. But I've never, because when you're on paper, it's a whole other thing.
That's easier to be like, I can find someone who doesn't have a fucking kid.
Yeah, but when you meet someone, you have a connection
with
them. But also,
I feel like our age is kind of typical for either our age, like you to have kids. Somebody's going to have a kid, whether the guy has like five.
Some sperm slip by you.
Right. So,
I'm 33, you know?
Yeah, like,
the chances are slim has slipped by.
Right.
Not sperm has slipped by. There you go.
But no. We're in that age group where it's just kind of like, how many kids? It's not even, do you have kids? It's just how many?
It's just, that's it. It's like, how you doing?
How many?
How many?
Like, what's your count?
How many what? How many? Just give me the number. Don't beat around the bush. It's like, just how many? Don't round up either. Just give me the number.
I do treat it like, I don't tell people I do comedy initially, too. It depends. Like, if the guy meets me at a comedy club,
that's what
maybe.
You're more.
But it's just, because people get so fixated with the idea. That's all they want to ask. Yep. I'm not on an interview
that's
about
true.
My son or comedy or let's talk about something else. So
it's also like weird because that conversation, like for you to be like, I have a kid, like that kind of puts the other guy, like if a guy was just like talking to you, I was just kind of like, relax. Like I'm not trying to, like, whatever. Cause like,
I've got a kid. You want to be his dad?
Because like, for me, it's like, that's what I mean. Like dudes would be like, oh, relax. Like, why are you telling me all that? Cause like for me, like if a girl's talking to me and like, we're just having a conversation and like, cause this happened to me before.
And
like,
she stopped you to make a point like that?
No, like she just like, she'll be talking to me and then like, we'll have a conversation. And then like 2 days later, she's like, why'd you tell me you had a girlfriend? I'd be like, what the fuck were we doing? Like, we were just talking.
Right.
Yeah. So like, but for me to be like we're having a conversation and like, oh, I have a girlfriend. Like, I wasn't trying to talk to you. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like a weird thing. So
yeah.
Whatever. This girl flipped out on me. She's like, you're a pig. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, was assuming it was more.
Yeah.
Than
and I was like, but we weren't even talking about nothing. She was just like, you didn't say you had a girlfriend. I was like, I'm like, it's pretty like well known. You know what I mean? That like, yeah. I don't like hide
Follow
it.
Follow me on Twitter.
Right.
No, but I'm saying like, I don't hide it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's out there. But, and she's like, oh, you're a pig. I'm like, I was like, I'll show this whole thing. I was like, what do we talk about that I don't know about? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like weird. But yeah, that's why was my question. Cause I feel like dudes would freak out about that. Like if they were just like, oh,
well,
hey,
do you feel
like
it's
kid,
honest
sir.
To be flirtatious if you're in a relationship? Like maybe she thought you was flirting with her and you know,
but no. You're not really a flirty person though. Oh, okay.
You know what it was too? I asked her, I was like, did you think I was like flirting with you or some shit? And she's like, no. And I was like, so what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't like, oh, you look cute. Like, here, like, blah,
yeah,
blah,
you don't
blah.
Really put off, like, inappropriate. He's not a creepy kind of dude.
Well, that was just her.
Went through that phase in high school.
You oh, really?
Creepy in high school?
Poking everyone on Facebook and shit.
Oh, you don't poke on Facebook. If you're still poking on Facebook, please
reactivate your account.
Yo, listen, back in the day.
And get back on MySpace.
Back in the day, I was poking 20 a day. Just...
That's hysterical.
Even if I didn't like him, I was like, yo, fuck it, right there. Poke
His
it.
Poke count.
Poking.
I was just poking. You get a poke back, it's a wrap. It's over now.
That'd be funny if Facebook be like, you've reached your maximum limit
so
of
you
poking today.
It's literally like, calm down.
Right, that's enough for you.
Just, a window pops out, it's like, chill the fuck out with the pokes. It's like,
I want to go back to the comedy thing because it's like, I feel like they have one up on you. So if you are trying to date and they know you're a comedian, they can go and find you on YouTube and like, even if they just listen to some of your jokes, they're gonna know so much more about you than you know about them,
right? Yeah.
Like now I started up my vlog again and it's you know my opinions, you know I talk about sex stuff, I talk about spiritual. It's like I don't want to go on a first date and the guy's like, so your kid Shane's cute. You're like, yo,
that's so weird,
you've been to Nebraska, like
yeah, you're like, it's just they know.
So how was Nebraska?
Yeah.
Why Nebraska? Who the fuck goes
there?
I was thinking white. People vacation into Nebraska.
Well, like, I've even been booked on a show where the booker knows a lot about me because they checked me out on YouTube. So I'll get there and he'll be like, you're going to do that joke about the guy's finger in your ass? And you're like, yo, you know way more about me than I do about you. You know, like, I'm not like, yo, your wife's still giving you rim jobs. You know, like, yeah. It's just uncomfortable. You're like, oh,
but no,
wow.
People don't know their boundaries when it comes to that neither. So,
well, it's hard because we're putting so much of our stuff out there. Like,
especially me. My shit is out there.
Oh, you're same with you. So it's like, they can even listen to my mom. I didn't know, listen to one of our podcasts about me going to sex parties, you know? And my mom's like, Katie.
No.
You really had sex in public, huh? Nah. Yeah, and I'm like, ooh, you know, like,
did you say, yes,
but real
yes,
talk,
mother.
Mom calls, she shouldn't even ask. Why would you ask?
No,
don't
I said,
ask,
I said, Mom,
don't
if you're
going to
listen, you can't bring that up.
Right.
That, you take that, you don't put that on me.
And just
now
erase
like,
it, right.
Well, I told you that one time. I have a joke about it because I took my mom, she came to a show and I have a joke about my ex-husband, you know, we would choke each other during sex. And afterwards she was like, you know, Katie, you know, because I just went into the bit without even thinking. Yeah. And I was like, well, now I got to finish it.
Right.
But she did. She gasped. You know, the whole show, you could hear her just be like, and I was like, damn.
See,
it.
My mom was good with that. Like, I made a video. Like, she usually watches, like, most of my videos, but she'll watch one now. Like, if the title says, like a while ago, I put out a video. It's called How to Sext. And she's like, should I watch this video? I was like, you don't watch that. I was like, or if you're going to watch it, don't talk to me about it or just do it on your own time.
Right.
Like, just like. Just,
yeah, I'm sure my dad's watched or listened to stuff and he's smart enough to not bring it up.
Oh, my dad has no boundaries when it comes to that. He'll watch and then he'll try to like tag my jokes. That's how. Super annoying. Like, sometimes I feel like it's just like, yeah, you heard the joke. Just act like you didn't hear it. Don't try to come and repeat it or ask me about it or, you know, tag it up.
I'm like, no, Dad, this is not our comedy career.
I love when people, you get off stage. You know, sometimes people will give you good advice on a joke. Yeah. Like, hey, you could take this here. Especially when it's another comic who's like a good comic. Right. I'll listen to what you have to say. But like when it's an audience member or someone who's just like, you know what you should do? It's like, I mean, but sometimes it's still good. Like I have sometimes taken advice, but sometimes
the majority sometimes of the time the advice is
so, especially when it's like a dude who knows nothing about like they'll over sexualize. Like I'll talk about something sex, but then they'll be like, yo, you know what you should talk? You should add like, then you shoved a vibrator in your pussy and you're like, that what? Like you just were thinking about me with a vibrator. Like so that has nothing to do with my joke. Like, yeah.
I feel like people try to do that all the time, especially with like comedy. When they hear that you do something comedy related, they're always like, dude, I know this sick joke.
Yeah, or put this in your act. Yeah.
Or are you gonna talk about me? And you're like, you said nothing interesting, so no. No.
Do you know how many people have said shit like that? Like, just don't make a video about
right,
me.
No.
I'm like, why the fuck would I do that video about you?
I'm begging Joe to let me do one of his vlog. Like, he gets so many. Why don't I want to be in one of the videos?
I've never said no. I was just like, come up with an idea. Okay, you just hate me. Like, you're just no. I'm like, all right.
Because we'll just pick one of you, like, even how to sex, or come over, and we'll just fucking do it.
You know what it is, though? When I shoot my videos, like,
it's off the,
it's not
planned.
I don't really like write the whole thing out. Like I'll do like bullet points, mm-hmm. and I'll just kind of like just freestyle.
But that's what I'm saying.
Thing.
You and I, you think I can't, you've seen, I come for the Late Daily. Gen Y, you hear the shit I say. You think I'm not going to get shit?
The what?
This genius
just rolls out of me, okay. Nina.
You see what she's doing right now? She said, I just, you're like, what do you think? I can't
I mean,
do
I
it.
I got uncomfortable.
She's look, like,
I'm insecure.
It's hard to watch someone being rejected, but nothing's being said leading towards that, but you still feel it. You're just kind of like, oh, you're great.
It's all in my head.
You're great.
It's all in my head. I'm like, no, oh, you don't like me? You want me dead. You want me to die. You
that's
wish,
the thing.
You wish my dad
I don't tell,
never stuck it in my mom.
I don't reject her. And she actually came up with an idea for a sketch. And I was like, that's a dope idea.
Let's
but
do it.
If I don't do it, if I don't go, yeah, let's do it tomorrow. She goes, all right, so you don't want me to do it. All right, it's fine. What, you don't think
you
I'm
just,
funny? Like, I'm like,
you just
relax.
Watch me. You just watch me combust. Like,
this is when you say, I have a girlfriend. You know I have a girlfriend. Right?
You know, I
insert that line so she can fall all the way back.
Yeah, right. So listen, I can't do a video with you because I have a girlfriend. So,
I have a girlfriend. I don't know.
And I'm like, oh.
I'm not hiding it. That's
just fully, yeah. Whatever, guys. One day, Joe and I will do a vlog together, and it's going to be magical.
It's gonna be magical.
I'll watch.
What's it gonna be about?
I don't know.
All right.
Anything.
Eating ass. I'm surprised I haven't made a video about that shit.
Okay, let me do the eating ass video with you.
No.
What the
I'm kidding. Relax.
You guys
what
joked about me doing it and I did it.
Yeah.
What? Why not?
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Why do you hate me?
Oh Lord.
Damn, you know, I grew up in a really weird environment, so I take things personally.
What is that? This is, I was just getting mad deep.
This is the backstory behind what is going on right now.
She laughed and got mad. She laughed and got mad. She was like, I grew up very strange. Yeah.
I blame it on my parenting.
Yeah, my uncle, he grabbed my leg when I was 12 and I haven't been the same. Like, you're just making up mad shit.
Ooh.
Sorry that I brought down the energy, guys. Shit got too real.
It
for
got
me.
A little thick in here.
Did your uncle?
No, like
you guys keep going. We're this is live, so I want to see if any of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
Are
so you're gonna check
us.
Your phone.
Why don't you think my, of a,
is there Wi-Fi?
You think
in
of
here?
Another story.
I don't know,
Miss Amina.
No Wi-Fi. That's,
I don't know. My phone barely.
I'm shout like out Wi-Fi. To Sarah Jane Charles.
Oh, for listening.
Sarah watching
Jane
live
Jane
is great. It's great.
Sarah Jane Charles sounds like a really rich person's name. Right?
Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah Jane Charles. I think right. If you have three.
Someone wrote at me to go at the Kate Wolf. Can you be funny without Joe? Ha ha. I don't even know what that means.
I'm not sure what that means either.
But I'm offended.
I'm not sure if I'm offended or not.
Yeah, I can be. I can be funny without Joe.
Do you know my
am I combusting again?
My sister.
You're just being
me,
nice.
My sister once told me, she goes, your videos are really funny when you don't talk. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I was like, that's the whole point of the video.
I think your videos are hilarious. I love when you put on wigs and do act outs of girls.
Oh, man, I gotta go watch them.
Watch the 50 like Shades that, of Grey one. That's funny.
That video did matter.
I really like your videos.
Did y'all
really
talk
funny.
About that movie?
He's good.
Yeah,
did you
yeah,
go
I watched
see
a
it?
Bunch of them.
Did y'all talk about that movie? Did you see it?
We did a whole podcast.
I didn't see that shit, but...
Wouldn't drop it. Dad is beaten.
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Can you talk closer to the mic, though, Mina?
Oh, I did not see 50 Shades of Grey. I feel like right now, the way my life is set up, I should not watch anything like that.
The way my... Yeah, you're just going to get horny in the theater. Right. No. Come home and cry right. while you breastfeed.
Exactly. The way my life... The way things are working right now, I think I should stay...
If you're breastfeeding, you should stay away from really sexual...
Stay away from all things sex. Nothing.
You can have sex and be breastfeeding.
How long does that go on, the breastfeeding, until it goes away?
Well, I breastfed for 2 years.
Yeah. Some people go toddler, like 3, 4, 5, but... We'll see.
The typical in America, in the U.S.,
it's like
is a year.
6 months in a year. Yeah. It's not anything
they think it's
too
like,
long.
They make it, it's actually really healthy. And what is it? The American Health Association, whatever it's called. They recommend 2 years.
Yeah.
It's really healthy. Of course, you know, the kids are then eating solids. So it's just like a supplemental
right.
good thing. But it is. It's really healthy for the kid.
You should ask your mom how long you were breastfed.
I should. I was like, this is not a question. I was just going to think of like, hey, Mom, by the way. How long did you breastfeed me? And I'm sure she'd be like, why the fuck are you asking?
Would that make you feel uncomfortable to even ask her that? Like,
I'd ask her that, but like to think of that on my own would be weird. I feel like I'm just sitting there like, Ma,
you just get the
way.
Backstory. You just get the backstory.
What was the last time, you know, I saw your tip?
She might tell you some funny things.
She probably would.
Seriously.
She probably I'm probably afraid of the answer. She'd probably say something like, well, you were there longer than everyone else or some shit. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. Now we got some.
And then she'll tell you some things you used to do. Yep. Ask her.
All right, Amina, stories.
Stories.
Ooh. Well, you're just putting her on the spot.
Well, I told her. I texted her and I was like, come with some. If you said, Kate, come on my podcast, think of some stories, I would have had fucking notes.
Yeah.
Bullet points.
That's because your kid can walk.
You couldn't just think in your head, yeah, let me tell.
Her kid's over there just shitting and pissing all day. You know what I mean?
And at this point,
you've had some, I don't want to bring up stories because I don't know which ones I'm supposed to talk
been
about.
Like, has there been like, what was like the worst night of parenting where you're like, it's 3 a.m., kid's crying because he shit himself. You fix him, go back to sleep. Two hours later, he's shitting himself again. You're like, what's going on, man?
Well, luckily that hasn't been my story. My story hasn't been the fact that I can't sleep, or it's just been like you got to make real life decisions. Like, you remember, you just get up, go to the bodega, grab you a sandwich, some chips, a drink, some candy, and go back home. Yeah. Like, that whole list of stuff, even if you want it, is it really worth putting the baby together, putting yourself together, going out? Like, it's just real life decisions.
Yeah.
Like, should I do it? Yes or no?
Do you ever like think of like, maybe if I just duct tape him to the wall, like, he won't be able to move.
Well, actually, the other day, I put him in a box.
What?
Sometimes you got to put your baby in a box.
But sometimes you got to
explain that.
Okay, so I just received a package from Walmart.
And it was a big box.
And I opened it. And it still had, like, a little room left on top of the tissue paper. And so he was, like, he's going through this teething phase. So he does, like, whine. And, he's slobbering all over the place. And sometimes he's just crying for no reason. And I looked at the box and I just thought, I said, what if, right? So I set him inside the box and he's loving it. He's playing with the tissue paper. And I'm just over here like, so of course I'm like, it's time to go. Package you up. 3 to 5 business days. Express, what do you want? And change I pushed him out the door and closed it. But then I was just like, I'm just playing. And I brought him back in. But he's in the box like smiling and just
he has no idea you're about to ship him to Nebraska. Right. Like, all right, see ya. Tape it up. Send it out. Handle with care.
I almost drowned him once. Yeah, so. I don't know.
Can
my
you
story's...
explain that? Because you're such a good mom and you're sounding.
Oh, I sound
like
horrible.
Like, Dyfus needs
that's what happens. You know, I was listening
well,
in on
my mom.
Well,
you know, we exaggerate, though.
My mom was telling stories about, my mom and my aunts were telling stories about when they were, like, raising all of us. And everyone used to say, which is true, and there's pictures of it, my mom used to cook us in the bathtub. She would make this water scalding hot.
OMG.
So she would just put us in and be like, oh my, it's hot. She'd be like, shut the fuck up. Get in the fucking tub. So now we're in the tub and it's hot as shit. Our whole bodies, like when we would stand up, just red. And she was like, well, maybe it might be a little hot. Might put some cold water in here. But she would just cook us all the time. She would, put like 4 of us in the bathtub. Like, she's like, I'm too old to be in the bathtub. My brother says, just get in the fucking tub. Put us all in there, like whatever. Just like, all of you guys in the tub, cook us. throw clothes on us and that's it.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a learning experience. So of course you have hiccups and those are the funny parts, you know? Like he spit up in the tub and my instinct was to rinse him off with the water, like rinse his mouth though. So like I'm pouring the water in his mouth and he immediately starts choking.
Like, oh shit, I'm killing him. That's not what I'm supposed to do.
Right. No. But no, I think, okay, so funny stories. I have a group of mom friends. We meet on Wednesdays. Shout out to Club Mom. Hey.
Club Mom.
It's called Club Mom.
It's like AA, but like, would you be like, I couldn't sleep because he was shitting. And then she's like, my son was shitting too.
It's definitely a support group for
mom. You need that. It's a good community.
You do. But we like to sit around and talk about how we don't respect or, you know, the comedy of like their father's parenting. So like one of my friends, she's actually married and she's like, I don't leave my child with him ever.
Really?
Because it's something about the paternal instinct that is so far left, you know what I mean? And then the maternal instinct is like more than likely your baby's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
But so funny story, one of the moms is out of town. She's in Trinidad. So I guess she sent, you know, the baby to well, we have a music class before Club Mom. So she sent the baby with the father to the class, so he shows up. And it was like, this was like prime example why you can't leave your child. So he comes up to me, he's like, I need help. So he hands me the baby, right? So I hold the baby and I look and he's like on the phone. So I'm like, I know he didn't just ask me to hold the baby while he make a phone call, but whatever, I'm here to support, I'll hold the baby. So then he comes back to get the baby and I'm like, oh, where's the carrier? Like, what are you holding the baby in? He's like, no, that makes things difficult.
He just got the baby.
So you're holding your baby like a FedEx package, right? Like he just 7-month-old baby, just holding him.
Like,
and then I'm like, well, what do you have planned for today? Oh, I'm going to dinner. What? Wait, so you're gonna get on the train
with a baby?
No carrier, no stroller.
How the fuck does that make it like easier? I feel like
it doesn't.
Put the baby in a stroller and push the shit.
He specifically looked at us and said that complicates things. So we're all just like,
well,
oh really?
So you have a fun time carrying your baby.
OMG. I think that's crazy.
Wow. I mean, just the carrier makes it easier. The carrier.
First of all, it's for protection. You might slip, trip, fall. Somebody might bump you. Just like the lady
even
got
in
jacked.
The carrier, remember, did you see slip, that baby is messed.
But yeah. The lady, she got actually, somebody tried to rob her while the baby was in a carrier and actually protected the baby. You didn't see that video?
No.
All over New York. The guy stole her phone, kicked her down to the floor. It was horrible. Oh my God, it was so horrible. But the
what
only
evil.
He said,
with a baby.
So after he gets caught, he's like, I didn't know that was a baby. I didn't see the baby, whatever. But no, so I just feel like that's just protection purposes, you know.
Yeah.
For any type of scenario, especially if you're like, you have dinner plans.
Protect the baby from the dinner, you know. But that makes no sense to me, like this complicates things. Like, doesn't your arm get tired? Like, unless
honestly,
this dude's got the strongest arm in the world.
It just sounds like he's a poor planner and he was just like, I got this.
But like, that seems to be.
He shut the door and forgot. And he's like, fuck,
that
too late.
Seems
I already
exactly
shut the door.
That's
the
going thing. Like, that's what sometimes that's that paternal instinct. I'm going to make it easier, but not even think about the child's safety. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be funny, but you seem a little scared.
She's terrified.
She's over there like.
She's like, wait.
I thought it was hilarious. We were trying to figure out should we snitch or not, but I was like, well, don't kill you makes you stronger, so.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I get it. You know what it is? It's like when Shane was that young, or
just
even
picture this guy carrying a baby like by his shirt, like yeah, you know, I got
easier.
Him. He likes it. He's an airplane. Look, it's like if that shirt rips, he's hitting the floor. He's dead.
When I was in all those mom groups, they were so. I feel like I'm not as. I've got the motherly thing, but I'm not as most moms.
Okay,
I've got a lot of paternal in there, and like I'd show up. And they'd all have like those like they put all the snacks in the Ziplocs. And like, I'd be like Shane and I would be hungry and they'd end up feeding me and Shane with their food.
Cause you didn't bring food.
Yeah. And they'd all feel, but like, they all were like, Kate, you can have some of the Cheerios. And like, and it's not like I even just gave it to Shane. I was like, well, I'm hungry too. So I would be eating out of a snack
one for
pack.
You, one
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Shane
you're
and I,
the worst.
I did not have my life together. I still don't. But like, I'm just not. They'd have like, you know.
You're
all
worse
the,
than me.
Oh, yeah. They'd have like their little coolers that kept the
yeah,
food.
Yeah, that's
and,
me. I have like my little cooler bag. Yesterday I had an extra plum, so I gave the mom a plum.
My friends. My mom friends, though, they at this point, they just like, oh, Kate's coming over. She's going to have nothing. Like, you know, they just, I walk
so
in.
So unprepared.
Yeah. They're like, Kate, just open the fridge. Take what you want. Like, it's like, I don't
Shane,
mean
do
to.
You need a bath?
Come yeah, on, exactly.
Let's brush your teeth. We should.
No, exactly.
There's some shampoo in here that we can
yeah,
use.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's iron those clothes you have on.
It's like, I'm going to borrow some of the pants that you just bought.
I don't see dirt, really. You know, like, I'll come to a friend's house. I'm like, your place is spotless. Like, Kate, I haven't, like, look at it. And I'm like, I don't see dust anywhere. I don't have that gene.
Oh, wow. You're one of those.
That's why, like... Yeah, it's good for me to be with someone who, like, they actually have that together
and
more.
They're organized.
Because if you're looking for me to be the homemaker, you got to look somewhere else. Like, I'm not good at that stuff. I can cook some. I'll cook, like, some easier stuff. But, yeah, no, I'll entertain the fuck out of you. You want to laugh? I'm your girl.
Right,
but you won't.
Cook. I'll give massages. Like, I know how to do that kind of stuff. But I'm just not the most maternal. I don't mean
so
to say
so you can
mess.
Massage your baby, but you can't feed him.
I can have emotional talk.
It's like, I can talk to my baby, but
I've
I can't.
Better.
He's not going to be clean.
I now,
but you know, you can't wash him.
Like. I used to not. Like, Shane would come to my house even like a year ago, and we'd have to always go out for food. Like, my fridge wouldn't be
okay,
stocked.
Okay, yeah, understood.
I've gotten better now. Okay, Shane's coming over. I better get stuff in the fridge. But, like, to be honest, Tim is who actually got me in that mode.
Shout
out to Tim. Getting like food in the fridge and making it organic, healthy. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's okay. We don't have food. I'm going to run to the deli and get, and be like, no.
Right.
You
got
to feed Shane.
It's like, Shane, what do you
healthy.
Want for dinner? You want Skittles?
No, exactly.
Peanut M&Ms.
Oh, I'm going to get Shane a bagel and cream cheese from the bodega. He's like, that is the junkiest. No.
She's like, it's peanut M&Ms. There's peanuts in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Peanuts are good for you.
Exactly. Aren't peanuts a legume? You know? Like. So, yeah, my life is slowly getting more and more together, but no.
I'm over here laughing my ass off, and I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have to do this one day, and I'm going to fuck everything up. I already know.
Well, you'll
I'm
probably be with a girl that'll help get that in order.
God, I hope so.
But that's why, for me, I need... And my ex-husband, he's actually way better. Like, he signed Shane up for the soccer games.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that
yeah,
he's
the more, like, organized in that way. And I'm the one, like, Shane has emotions he wants to talk about. He's coming to me.
Right, you got that.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm very good at expressing. You want to color, let's color. Yeah.
Color, let's color.
I'm like, one
I got
of those
a crayon
I'm
set.
Like, all he needs is me. I got everything. I'm gonna be.
Aww.
Sex talk. That's me.
Oh well, yeah. No.
I'm gonna tell you about your penis.
What a weird sentence.
At 2 years old, he can't even talk yet. She's like, listen, you need to put a condom on that thing.
Oh, first of all, I'm super extreme. Black History Month, I was reading to him about, mind you, he can't even say a word.
I was like,
I'm like,
bedtime stories.
Mary McLeod Bethune.
Listen, Martin Luther King. All
right,
you're going to need
right.
to know this
no,
one day.
Seriously, I'm definitely that. I'm extreme. I'm like,
well, no, I mean, Shane knows all about where babies come from. He
no,
knows
I,
all
I
of that.
Know, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, Shane is
he's well,
right
but I definitely he knew more than he should have and still does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I'm like, my baby can't even talk.
Yeah,
and I'm just over here like,
can't talk, can't walk, and he's learning Black History already. Like,
already. Who's Malcolm X? Tell him.
Yeah.
He like,
bye-bye. Like, see, I told you, he knows.
Exactly.
He
say it with your chest. Oh, I can't do that. Okay.
Has he said his first word yet? What
been no.
Like, when did they start talking? I don't even know.
He hasn't.
Around a year.
Around a year.
Yeah.
And
I don't
first
really
words
care about
normally like mama.
I don't really care about any other word except mama.
Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine he
seriously.
Says something like,
nope.
I don't even know.
Honestly, he's
she'll
doing
ignore
like,
it. She'll pretend it's not
no,
a word.
He's doing
like, didn't hear that.
Yeah.
He's nope. babbling, and you know, it's easy for babies to go with the dad dad thing, but nope. That's not it.
I gotta sneeze.
Oh really?
Yeah, but it's coming.
Well, when you announce it.
Yeah, I know. I announced because
I gave
it was,
you the cue.
I thought
but...
it was coming, and I was like, I backed up, but I don't know, it went away.
Guys, you should definitely check out Amina's. Do you have your comedy stuff online or no?
It's
I guess
stuff.
Just check out our YouTube channel, Kate
yeah.
and Amina. We I guess it's like what three
and then
years
I still
old?
Like I blogged a little bit too. I think my last blog was like last month.
AminaImani.com.
I talked about. I'm actually going to write a blog about why you should date single moms. You see what I'm saying?
That's
put us
hysterical.
Out there in the
heart. That's funny.
We're serious.
We're serious.
Ain't no games over here, player.
It's like, she's always got food on her, you know?
There
that's
are.
It's a perk.
I'm saying.
Hey. Like, I always got fruit snacks. How can you go wrong with fruit snacks?
I love fruit snacks.
I love fruit snacks, dude. They're so good.
The thing with like Amina, there are.
Maybe we should come up with some reasons now, because I don't know.
Amina's like,
that's as far as my title kind of like, went.
I had the title, but right. I didn't have anything in there.
But then when he said the fruits next, I said, oh, a brainstorm. Oh, shit. Let's yeah. go. Let's go. What else? Shit, she has a calendar.
We've taken big things in our vaginas. So okay,
Jesus. Been there, done that. I don't. I'll include that one.
You know we're down. We're down. We're gonna have sex. Just
you know,
get a condom. Get a condom.
You're not a virgin. Yeah, we know that.
What did I want to say? Oh yeah, the thing with Amina that I love is like, you know, comics are funny, but a lot of them aren't fun. Believe it or not.
Yeah, some people are weird.
So like you'll go to a club and a lot of people are like, when Amina and I are there, we're just laughing. Like I always have fun with you.
Having a good time.
Yeah. But I haven't gotten to hang with you at a club in a long time.
I know, we will.
You just started getting up again, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, last year actually. So it's been some time, but some people hit me up today via email to perform. So
yay.
I feel back in the game. Put me in the game, coach.
Back in the game, back in the dating game, back in the comedy game.
She's back in.
No, I am actually. Speaking of, like, drop all that comedy stuff, but I'm definitely back in the dating game. So if you're interested,
for
out
all
there,
you out there watching,
we're actually going to wrap it up. So where can they find you? Not just to hit on you, but
oh,
to
yeah,
follow
no,
you.
only to hit on me, please. Yeah. Amina Imani, Facebook. Over. Right, we're located currently. I'll stay after the show for about 5 minutes. Okay, no.
Sprint over here.
AminaImani.com, AminaImani, and it's also all my social media handlers. So
at
Twitter,
Amina
Facebook, yep. At Amina Imani, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MySpace too, so.
Ooh.
God,
MySpace in there. She's like, hey, jeez. MySpace.
LinkedIn. I don't know. Whatever social media
fucking Zanga.
There is. And I think if you Google me, my address will come up. So I don't know.
you just find me. Just
by.
If you want to stop
right.
by,
ring, you know what?
Just make sure you ring the bell. And
I'm just playing.
All right. All right. Joe, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
I'm at the Kate Wolf. You can email
He's
us.
He's so confident in his whole last name. He didn't even spell it. You see what I'm saying? He's just like, yeah, y'all got it.
He don't need the followers.
You know what's funny? That was something like, people when they see my last name, they're like, oh, Santiago. I'm like, I'm not even Spanish. I don't know why you're getting that. I was like, if you just read it, like, just read it. And you could understand
Santagato.
Like,
yeah,
if you just read it, you could say
very
it.
Phonetic.
But people see S-A-N-T, oh, Santiago, that's it. They don't even read the rest. They say a G, they're like, oh, fuck it, that's it. That's what it is. So it's like, yo. But people get in there.
Follow him, Joe Santiago.
Santiago.
Santiago. Yeah. Email us, invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, and see, if you would have told me the title of...
Oh, you didn't even know it's Invasion of Privacy?
No.
Oh, I'm glad you've listened to
came
any
with
of the podcast.
Well, no, seriously, what's been going on, life?
Chilling.
Are you trying to ask me right now what's been going on?
No, I'm
I just wrapped it up?
No, why haven't I listened to the podcast?
I don't know.
I just told you life.
Yeah, she's got a baby.
Oh.
Well, not even just, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a cave sometimes.
Yeah, well, let me send you a link to one I think you'll like. Or you could just listen to this one
when
it comes
out.
Yeah,
whatever. All of them. And I'm going to go check his show.
Yeah, check his videos out.
And then I'm going to go rewatch our stuff too. So.
Me too.
It's just going to be a day of YouTube.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of shit.
I mean, that's the kind of time I have sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Hey, if you got the time, might as well.
Do the crime. If you got the time. Well, all
right.
Really,
you know what? Thanks, guys, for listening. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. We out.